Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith, delves deeply into the controversial realm of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, examining their impact on human health, agriculture, and the global food supply. Smith, a recognized advocate on non-GMO and organic food issues, presents compelling arguments backed by various scientific studies, whistleblower confessions, and investigative findings. The book exposes instances of corporate manipulation, governmental collusion, insufficient scientific trials, and misleading public relations campaigns designed to persuade the public that GMOs are safe and beneficial. By exploring behind-the-scenes incidents within biotech corporations, Seeds of Deception provokes readers to critically rethink their stance concerning food technology and environmental ethics. Smith meticulously documents significant concerns surrounding genetic alteration, illustrating its potential dangers with concrete examples and highlighting the inadequacies of regulatory systems. Readers encounter disturbing revelations about how risks have been intentionally obfuscated, suppressed, or disregarded, often prioritizing profitability over public health. The book calls for renewed scrutiny, caution, transparency, and vigilance toward agricultural biotechnology, and seeks to inform individuals to make better informed decisions about their dietary choices and consumer behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, health risks associated with genetically modified foods. Jeffrey Smith highlights significant studies documenting health hazards posed by GMOs. Smith illustrates how genetically modified organisms contain altered proteins with unknown long-term implications. Through presenting data drawn from animal experiments and independent clinical trials, the author raises alarms about potential allergic reactions, toxicity, digestive disorders, and immune disturbances linked to GMO consumption. He references specific cases in various populations and species, drawing attention to alarming patterns, such as increased incidence of gastrointestinal disturbances, allergies, and fertility issues. Smith argues persuasively that the lack of rigorous scientific testing and governmental oversight significantly amplifies these risks, turning consumers unwittingly into subjects of an uncontrolled global experiment. Secondly, biotech corporate power and corruption. Central to Smith's exposé is his exploration of corporate influence and unethical behavior orchestrated by major biotech corporations. He portrays how companies like Monsanto have strategically concealed crucial information, released misleading safety data, and silenced whistleblowing employees through problematic practices and aggressive campaigns of public deception. Smith recounts firsthand accounts and testimony from insiders, reinforcing the narrative that the power dynamics within the biotech industry have heavily contributed to inadequate testing and premature, widespread acceptance of genetically altered crops. He further discusses attempts by corporations to monopolize global agricultural markets by marketing genetically patented seeds, which severely limit farmers' rights and endanger biodiversity through the erosion of traditional seed stocks. Thirdly, failures in regulatory frameworks and government accountability. Smith scrutinizes governmental regulatory agencies, portraying them often as passive, unresponsive, or complicit in suppressing vital scientific objections and cautionary research findings. He highlights alarming patterns of laxity or outright negligence in the approval standards adopted by governmental agencies, mainly relying on superficial company-reported data, thus inadequately safeguarding public health and environmental stability. The book cites examples in the United States and abroad, detailing notable instances where bureaucratic corruption or industry pressure influenced governmental decisions negatively. Smith consequently calls for comprehensive reform, advocating more transparent and robust oversight mechanisms to prevent further contamination of food supply systems by improperly tested or dangerous GMO products. Fourthly, environmental consequences of genetically modified crops. An important aspect explored by Smith involves severe environmental implications related to GMO cropping. He discusses clear connections between genetically engineered agriculture and ecological disruptions, including biodiversity loss, increased pesticide and herbicide usage, soil degradation, and disruptions to pollinator species such as bees and butterflies. Resistance developed by insects and weeds due to exposure to genetically engineered plants leads to escalating chemical intervention by farmers, further worsening environmental degradation and poisoning water supplies. Additionally, Smith emphasizes the great concern regarding unintended gene flow from altered plants into conventional crops or wild relatives, potentially creating genetic contamination scenarios which threaten ecosystems and food security across multiple generations. Lastly, impact of genetic engineering on agriculture and farmers. Jeffrey Smith illustrates vividly how genetically modified crops adversely affect farming practices and traditions, asserting major detrimental shifts, the diminishing autonomy of small-scale agricultural operations, dependency on agrochemical conglomerates through GMO seeds, and economic hardships due to patented seed policies and imposed licensing conditions. Smith describes scenarios from multiple global farming communities, highlighting disturbing broken promises of better yields, increased resilience, or disease resistance through GMO products. He outlines how small farmers, in particular, often become economically trapped into a continuous cycle of purchasing expensive GMO seeds and accompanying chemical inputs, products they might otherwise have managed effectively without. This proprietary farming practice model promoted by biotech powerhouses only deteriorates traditional agriculture-based economies, causing poverty and farmer suicides in severely afflicted regions globally. In conclusion, Seeds of Deception is especially recommended for readers concerned with food safety, ecological health, agriculture ethics, and sustainability. It is crucial for anyone passionate about environmental issues, health-conscious consumers, farmers, policymakers, activists, and academics, keen on understanding industrial exploitation masked as technology-driven progress. This book's value in empowering individuals lies in its thorough documentation, clarity of argumentation, and rigorous logic in the analysis presented. Unlike other available literature, Seeds of Deception does not solely focus on abstract arguments, but crafts a compelling storyline, connecting human narratives, scientific evidence, and documented scandals into readable, compelling revelations. Consequently, Smith's clear language, combined with detailed evidence and whistleblower revelations, uniquely positions this book to deliver greater authenticity, accessibility, and practical value than peers. By reading this book, individuals gain meaningful awareness that inspires critical analysis, consumer alertness, advocacy, and informed decision-making. Buying Seeds of Deception means acquiring a resource that endures beyond momentary knowledge, one that uniquely catalyzes informed and empowered lifestyle choices, advocates long-term societal change, and promotes greater stewardship towards environmental sustainability. If you would like to support Jeffrey Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.